Kedusha. If an Isha receives something for the Kedusha less than a Sheva Pruta, she is not makna herself back to the husband. You would not have the Kinyan Chalipas for Kedusha. So Rashi learns, Lo makna nafsha, Rashi says, Dignayhu lo. It's like it's embarrassing for her that her husband gives her something that's not even worth a Sheva Pruta. Hilkach, therefore, Boto lo lateras Chalipin, the Kedusha. Therefore, that's a svara, this Kinyan Chalipin is no good by Kedusha. And even in a case when you would give your wife a kli, that is worth a Sheva Pruta. Still, we say it's a svara, this Kinyan Chalipin is like a reisa. There's something wrong with this Kinyan. Since this Kinyan could be done with something that's less than a Sheva Pruta, it's not such a chash of a Kinyan in the eyes of the wife. So therefore, the Isha herself, she will feel like embarrassed to receive such a Kinyan Kedushin. Therefore, we say the Kedushin is no good. Therefore, that's the Mishnah come to teach us that Kinyan Chalipin does not help for Kinyan Kedushin. Nimar's Mash Mitzvah Svara, that since it's less than, it could be done with less than Sheva Pruta, therefore it's a Svara and Isha is not Makna self, Le Makna Nasha. Yeah. Or else could be also, it's a Svara, the way Tosafot just said, that though Havamina, why Chalipin would be good, because it's like Kesev. Now Kamashma, no, it's not like Kesev. Since this Kinyan could be done with less than a Sheva Pruta, and anything worth less than a Sheva Pruta does not have a Shem Kesef to it. So therefore, it's not like Kesef, therefore you cannot marry your wife with this Kinyan Chalipin. That's why it says, Shalosh and the Mishnah teach us only these three ways, and not with the Kinyan of Chalipin. Then the Gemara says, Minyana the Seifa Lamute, why do we need the Minyan in the Seifa that it says she's carrying herself back with two ways? Either she receives a get, or else her husband dies. What do we have to have two for? We know it. Sumar says it means lamute chalitza. To teach us that chalitza does not help. If the husband makes chalitza with his wife, she does not become free. I would have thought to say, really, I should be able to learn this out, a kavuchayma from Yavama, from Yibum. Ma Yavama. Just like by the mitzvahs of Yibum, where the husband dies and he leaves over a brother, and they have no children. So we say the brother either can make Yibum, or else the brother can make chalitza. So ma yivama, shein yaitza beget. Over there, the brother cannot free her by giving her a get. Still, we say yaitza bechalitza. She goes out with chalitza. And so, a regular wife, zusha yaitza beget, a regular wife that you can get rid of her with giving her a get, is ein din she yaitzia bechalitza. Isn't it a svari she be able also to get rid of her by making chalitza with her? Kamash malan. That's what the Mishnah comes to teach us. That's what the Mishnah says, V'kreines atzma b'shtei d'rochim, in two ways, means two only, and not chalitza. Now the Gemara asks, why not? V'yesh, v'yein, machinami, why don't we say it's like a true? Why don't we say chalitza should also be good? So Gemara says, Amakro, the Pasuk says, by Gerishin, sefer krisis. The way you get rid of your wife is only if you write her a sefer krisis. So Idarshin, sefer korsom, only if you write her a sefer, you give her a get. That's what cuts off the ties. V'yein davracha kursa. Nothing else could be cursed, and no other way the husband himself could be cursed. If the husband dies, that's something else we said. Min hashamayim hiknala. When the husband's alive, the only way the husband could free his wife is only by giving her a sefer krisus, and not by making chalitza. So that's what the Mishnah comes to teach us. B'shtei d'rochim, there's only two ways she can be freed, and not more. Right, now the Gemara goes to explain the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah said an Ishak is niknis the Gimel Drochim, the Kesa Bishtar Babiya. So Gemara is Kasha, the Kesa of Minole. How do we know that you can marry your wife with Kesef? Drashi, Hocha Ika. Here is the Ika part of the Gemara. Uliel, that's the Gemara before explained like this. That was only Agav Gerorah Nokad Leila, Trutz and Lashin Kinyan Masnissin. Why the Mishnah says Isha niknis? And it does not say Isha Miskadeshes. But there the Gemara just shortly explained that since we learn out Kesev, Lashon Kicha, Kinyin, that's why the Mishnah says Isha Niknas. But now we're going to explain it. How do we know that Kedushin is with Kesev? Vesu, and also the Gemara asks, Hoditznan, that we're going to learn later. Hoditznan, Ha'av Zakoi, Bibito, Bibdusheho, Bikesev, Ishtababia, Minolan. How do we know that a father with his daughter, the father has the right to marry off his daughter? And if he does it with kesev, the father gets the money. The money goes to the father. Huadin, the father could accept the shtar. And Huadin, bebiya, the father has the right to give over his daughter, lebiya. How do we know this, that it's up to the father? That's the kasha. Oh, that's what we learned. The father has a schus in his own daughter, b'tushir, to marry her off. The kesev, kesev is poshut, he gets the kesev. The shtar, you could give him the shtar, or bebiya. See later what bebiya means. Not his biya. But if you give his daughter away, even though it's a mukashchin, no matter who it is, the father has the right to give her away. So how do we know this, that it's up to the father to marry off his daughter? Rashi says, that the money goes to the father. The father could also accept the shtar kedushin. And the father could like force her like to live with a man, l'shem kedushin, as long as he's still a nara. Even though she doesn't want to live with this man's a mukashchin, she doesn't want him, but as long as we have the rutzen of the father, that's enough for the kinyan kedushin, even through bia. So how do we know all these halachas that the father is like the bialim of the kedushin of his daughter? So Rashi says, Minolan is hanech tati demikni v'kesev v'toni maslisin, v'minolan shal zakoi boi k'toni hosom. The clue of the kasha right now is by kesev at least. How do we know there's a kinyan kedushin through money? And how do we know if there's a father involved, the money goes to the father? So Mar says, Omer Rav Yudah Marav. The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, V'yotza chinam en kosef. That when a girl was an Omer of Ria, she was sold to be an Omer for somebody, and then she becomes 12 years old, or she has Nairus, she has Cyrus. So then we say she goes out free, and the Pasuk says, V'yotza chinam, she goes out free, when she has a Shtei Cyrus. Ein kosef, and there's no payment over there, there's no money involved. So we're dashing like this. Ein kesev liyodon zeh. The master now, when he has to free his omo, his maid, he doesn't get any money back. That's halacha, that she goes out free, and she doesn't have to pay for it. So we make a drasha, there's no kesev over here. Avoyesh kesev liyodon acher. But there is another master that when he loses his daughter, he does get paid for it. Omani, who is that? Ah, that's the father. In other words, when the father marries off his daughter, like a mashav, giving her away now, so he does, there he does get money. And therefore the money goes to him. Fred Gemara, no, but the aim of the door from this pasuk alone, maybe the money should still go to her. If she's an Aralite, maybe the money stays by her. So Rashi says, the aim of the door, heavy high kesef. So like Siv Ein like Kesef, the pasuk doesn't say when the Om of Riyah goes out that the master does not get money. To make a deal that in another place, the master does get money. That's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk only says, Ein Kesef Yitzizu, means when the master has to free his Om of Riyah because she brought Shtei Cyrus, he gets no money back. There's no money involved. So the deal is though, Avyesh Kesef Yitzizu. But there is another type of Yitzhiya when the girl gets married, that there is money involved. That means the chosin, the husband, could give her money, l'kedushin. Now who does the money go to? The pasuk doesn't say clearly it goes to the father. That's the question. Maybe the money still stays by her? There's only a drosha of Yotzachina main kosset, the pasuk says. There's no money involved when she goes out free from being an Amavriya. But when she gets married, there is money involved. But who does the money go? Maybe it goes to her. Sister Gemara says, no, hochi ashta. What kind of svar is this? Hochi ashta. Aviyah mekabu kudusheo. Te'asiv ezbiti nosat liyishazir. The pasuk says here the father is the one that gives away his daughter for kedushin. So in other words, the father is like the bialim, like the owner, over the kedushin of his daughter. That's this pasuk ezbiti nosat liyishazir. That the father says, I gave my daughter away to this man. Mashma, the father has the right to make the kedushin. Since so, there's no svar to say v'yi shakle kasma. Then there's no svar to say that she should take the money. Since the father is the bialim of the kedushin, so it's a svar the money should go to the father, not to her. And Rashi says b'tamiya efshe shachinam zichov akasla bekabolas kedushin. Like, is it for nothing that the Torah said the father is the one that has the right to marry off his daughter? Like when the father says that, when the Torah says that the father could do it, it means to include that the father should get the money for it also. So Mar says, okay, but v'yema, maybe let's say, hani mili, when should we say this? Kitana.
only when the father has a girl that she's still a katana. She's less than 12 years old yet. The less lo yad lekava kedushin. She doesn't have her own hand yet to accept her own kedushin. She's a katana, she doesn't have das. She cannot receive her own kedushin. So here the Torah says, like as Biti Nasatlish as the here the Torah says, the father has the whole right over the kedushin, and then the story is the father gets the money also. Avu Nara. But maybe when your daughter becomes 12 years old already, she's a Nara. The East lo yad lekava kedushin, then she has her own hand. Then if she would want to, she could accept her own kedushin. So maybe when she becomes 12 years old, taktish iyo nafshe, in a case at least, where she wants to get married by herself, where she meets the chosin and she accepts the money for herself, maybe v'tishko kaspa, maybe then she could receive the money, maybe then she could keep the money. As Nishleimah, when she's a ketana, so there's no way that she could marry herself off. For sure it's the father doing the ma'aseh kedushin. Therefore the father gets the money. But maybe when she becomes a Nara, since then she could marry herself off, so when she marries herself off, maybe there the money should go to her. And Rashi says, when does the father have the right to get the money? When she's a katana. Shein lo yad, she doesn't have her own hand yet to accept the kedushin. The lav bas dayahi, she doesn't have das yet. She's a katana. But maybe the case when the father married her off was when she was a ketana. Avu nara though the isla yazik rashi mishaviyah stay cyrus gedola lechol davar. When the girl was 12 years old and she has stay cyrus, she's called gedola lechol davar lechol anshin ulamamin. Anything now, she gets punished for whatever she does, and all money matters, it's done. She mekha, mekach, memcha, memcha, what she sells, what she buys is done. Iyo takish nasha. Maybe then she could also marry off herself, and when she marries off herself, maybe the money goes to herself. So Mar says no. Omakro, the Pasuk says, binureha veisavia. So Vidashin, when she's a Nara, she's still called in her father's house. So Vidashin, kol shvach neurim liavia. Any gain that a girl, Yanara, gets, goes to the father. That's called kol shvach. Rashi says, b'nureh be'seviyach v'dorash lo, kol zaman, she b'nurahi, kol zaman, she's still a Nara, she leviyah, she's still by the father. Which means the kol shvach, any type of a gain, habolo that she receives, if she finds a mitziyah, she gets some money, it's right away leviyah, it goes to the father. So therefore, even in the case when she marries off herself, and the chosin gives her the money, but once she receives the money right away, that's the svara of kol shvach mirum liavia, the money should go right back to the father. So the Gemara of Yelohod Yom Rav, that's what Rav Huna said, Omer Rav, the name of Rav, minayin shemaiso habas liav. How do we know that if your daughter works and makes some money, that the money goes to the father? How do we know that? Shinam the Pasuk says, v'chayimkor ish es bita liyama. If a father wants to sell his daughter for a maid, liyom avriya. So we darshin, ma oma maisiya del rabba, just like when the father does sell her, where does the maisiya die in the work that she does? Who gets the work? It goes to the master. When she sold it for oma avriya, she sold it to somebody. When the father sold it, so the father got the money, he sold her. But now when she works, all the work that she does goes to a master. Sa'af bas nami, the same thing when you have your own daughter, ma'isiyo del yaviya, when any work that she does goes to the father. That's the way Rav Huna Marav says. That's how I know the work that your daughter does goes to the father. So Rashi says, l'omar kroy yisarvus, next apostolic over here, v'dorish lei, bitoy harehi loy kiyama, that your daughter is like a maid, or the bitoy nara shminan, we're talking about where she's a nara. Like when your daughter is a ketana, there it's a pshita, any work that she does goes to the father. But that's always the Gemara's kavachayim. If the father has the right to sell his daughter when she is a ketana, the father has the right to sell her for a maid, so pshita, anything work that she does goes for the father. Because if it would go to her, how could the father sell her? Because once we see the Torah gave the father the right to sell his daughter for a maid, and what is he selling? He's selling the work that she does. So you see, the work that she does is owned by the father. Therefore, even when the father does not sell her, any work that she does, that's pshita, the work, the money, goes to the father. So when she's a ketana, pshita goes to the father. Here the question is, when she's a Nara though, how do we know also the word goes to the father? That's what we learn out now from this pasuk. It's an extra pasuk. V'chiyim kirishas bitul yomah. The word omer is an extra word here. So ma omer ma'isyadela rabo abatna ma'isyadela aviyah. So now the question is, typically, why doesn't Rav Huna learn out from Ibn Urea Beis Aviyah? Why doesn't he also learn out from the pasuk we just had before? That we dash in kol shvach Nurea le Beis Aviyah. Any type of a gain that your daughter makes when she's a Nara goes to the father. So why does Rav Kana Amarav need Rav Huna Amarav need a new pasuk to say that Ma'isi Yadayim goes to the father? Learn it out from this pasuk over here. Ella, what do you have to answer? The Aforas Nedarim Hudasiv. This pasuk is talking about Aforas Nedarim we're talking about over here. This pasuk of the Nurel Beis Aviyah means that when she makes a neder, she's by the father could be made for the neder. That's all. But it's not talking about other money matters. So Hachinam in here also, the Aforas Nedarim Hudasiv. Maybe the pasuk is only saying that the father has a right to be made for his daughter's Nedarim. But maybe as far as the money matters go, maybe the father does not get any shvach that she receives. So that's what we have a kasha now. How do we know then that the shvach that your daughter receives, the kest of kedushin, how do we know the money should go back to the father? You wanted to say from this pasuk v'nerel beis aviyah, but now we're coming on. That pasuk is only talking about haforos nedarim, that when your daughter makes a neder, the father could be made for that neder. But maybe as far as money matters goes, that if she finds something or she marries herself, maybe she can keep the money. True, we have Rav Huna Amarav Talocha, that any work that she does, the work, that goes to the father. Okay, that's a drasha from Lama. That just like the father has a right to sell his daughter, to sell the work she does, so the work goes to the father. But how do we know other Shvach Niyorim? If she finds a Mitzvah, or here when she's getting married, how do we know the money she goes to the father? So Mura says, V'chitay, maybe you want to tell me, Ne'elus Minei? Still, let's learn out from this pasuk of Mivnereo Beis Aviyah. True, the pasuk is talking about a first Nedarim, but just like by Nedarim we see the father has the right to take after his daughter's Nedarim, so maybe for money matters also learn out from here, that the father gets any money the daughter makes, goes to the father. Like, learn out money from HaFaros Nedarim. So Mura says, no, that we can't do. Memoina Me'isur Le'afinu. You can't learn out money matters from Yisurim. But this is a special halacha by Yisurim, that if your daughter makes a neder, the father of the Yisur Shiboy has the right to be made for take away that neder. But that's only negayat Hilchas Yisurim. But negayat to money, maybe the money doesn't go back to the father. Maybe the money only stays by her. Mara says, V'chi teima, nelef miknosa. Let's learn it out from Knas. Rashi says, "Yoinis upitui." That there, the pasuk says, "Lavia chamishim kosef." If somebody is ma'anis, your daughter, so there, the Torah says, you have to pay chamishim kosef liavia. So you see, the kenaz goes to the father. So maybe all money matters also go to the father. So Mar says, "No, memoina miknos liafin is also a klal. You can't learn out pure money matters from kenosus. Kenosus a special halacha by a kenaz of oinis and mafata. There, the Torah says the money goes to the father." But maybe by regular kesef, a kesef kedushin, maybe she could keep the money. So still, how do we know the money when she's a naira goes to the father? All right, turn over. Yeah. So we have now mekdos le'afinim. V'chitayim, maybe you'll tell me nelef mi boishes upegam. Let's turn it out from boishes upegam. So it means you embarrass her. Of again, you make her worth less. So Rashi says like this: the kaimalom b'ksubis, the Gemara b'ksubis comes out to amaanis. If a man is manis, means forced as a lives with your daughter, the locker is nice same boishes to begam liyav. Not only does he have to pay the kenas of 50 shkolim to the father, but he also has to pay the embarrassment your daughter went through, and also to begam, she's worth less now. It should be sold in the marketplace. Anisha that never lived with a man yet, the Nara of Sula is worth more than a Bula. So since you made her worth less now, that much also you have to pay the father. So if so, the money, and that's not Kanas, that's called money. So if so, learn out money of Kedushin from this money of Boishas and Begam. That's Gemara's question now. The Chitayim, maybe you'll tell me, Nail, if you could learn out, Mi Boishas Ubegam, from the fact that the Torah says when a man is manas your daughter, he has to pay the father, the May Boishas, the embarrassment, and the Begam, how much her body is worth less now, and that's money. So you see, money also goes to the father. The Torah says no. Shani boishes began the avua shaykh begavayu. There's a bigger svara. If you embarrass the daughter, or you made the daughter worth less, that's called the began to the father himself. That's why there the money should go to the father. And Rashi says the avua shaykh begavayu. Sheyesh le din chelak behen. Sheyesh biyod alavay shel apoygma b'shvul mamish yitnuloy. The boy mosl lemnuvel mukashchin. Devle boishes began. Whereas the father, he's like the owner over the boishes and the begam of his own daughter. Because the father has the right to marry her off to any man that he wants. He could marry her off to a mukha shchin, which is an ugly person that has shchin, and namal, a person like that, would pay good money for it. So in other words, the father is like the owner of the bush of the embarrassment of his daughter alone, or the begam, that since the father himself could make her worth less by the fact the father would give her over the biyah, so mukashchin, so that's the svar the father has the right to get the money for the boishes and for the begam. But other money that stam comes to the isha, how do we know it goes to the father? Maybe it stays by the nara. How do we know when the nara marries off herself that the money goes to the father? That money maybe belongs to herself, since she could marry herself off. Maybe when she does, the money stays by her. So Moran says el mistarv, it's a svar like this: dechi komamayit. Yitzia the kavosta kamamayit. Well, the mayit over there, the pasuk says v'yotza chinam main kosev. It's yitzia like here also. So Rashi says like this. El Rashi says about a Rashi liyerlo mikro kama. We're learning it out back from the first pasuk again. The ein kesev liyodin zir. When a master sees that his oma has shtei sirus, so she goes out free without any money. Nafkavudkashaloch. And the question this was, Eimo, Lidido, maybe the money of the Kedushin she keeps. Mistar, but the Mar says, not Lavia, it goes back to the father. The Chikumamayit Yitzi Erisim, and then Yitzi Oma of Ria. Of Oloima Kane and Kesev, Av Yitzi Erisim, Yesh Kesev, it means to teach us, Yitzi the Kavosa Kumamayit. Rashi says, Yitzi as Erisim, Dumya the Yitzi as Oma. It means to teach us that when a girl gets married, it's the same way when she goes out from being an Oma. Come a mayit, midin oma, ulameima, come to teach us like this. The yesh kesef bo, there's money involved. Umayit si oma vriya, just like when the maid goes out freed when she comes with space iris. Ein kesef liyodon, that the master does not get paid for it. The nafka mishus se koma, that the maid goes out of the master's rishus. Af miyit, the same thing with her makes a miyit. The yesh kesef, where there is money involved, the Kodayik will learning out that means Litzias Erisin, that when the daughter leaves the father, when your daughter gets married now and goes to a husband, leaves the father, we make the Diyak is Yesh Kesef. There is money involved there. And where does the money go to? Lemi Sheyotze Menu, to the person that she left. Who does the girl leave now? She leaves her father. She's getting married to a husband, she's leaving her father. Come on. That's what the post means to say. V'hainuav. That's the svar now, yes. And we're learning out the hekesh is just like when the alma leaves her master. There's no money to the master. In other words, to the one that she's leaving, he does not receive any money. So tzaddik, though, there is another place where the girl leaves the rishus, that there the money is paid. So pashut means that the person that's losing there, losing her, gets the money. Over here, when the master loses his alma of riya, he does not get any money for it. But there's another case. When the girl, when Yanara gets married, there she's going away from the father, there's the Yitzia going away from Rishus Av, and there we say there is money involved, and the Svara is the money goes to the father. That's the Svara of the Svara's Lashon here, Mistar of the Chikum Amayit,